Okay, so I hope this will record a little bit still. Everybody can read a paper for the first time only once, and first reading is very important. So be very careful, manage the people who read your papers wisely. In the beginning, structural comments, like this section is reads difficult or this seems wrong, is more valuable than spelling errors, which Word can catch for you. When you are done, when you think you are done, a trick is send your draft to the competition and ask them for feedback. That's, of course, risky. The paper is unpublished. They can get the idea, some ideas and publish themselves. They can work them out. It's a little risky. But one trick that people often do is publishing the paper as a tech report in the department. So you have a paper ready to be published. You can always give it a number and make it a tech report. If you don't have it in your department, you can encourage people to do that. Another thing is you can send the competition papers that you already published so that you have a proof that you have the paper, that you are the author of the idea. How can you encourage them to read your paper? A trick is send them the paper and ask, would you please check if I acknowledged your work correctly? You can be sure that they will read your paper, at least the sections where you mention them. I often say about this human nature, this vanity of humans, I don't think humans are that terrible. It's just that we are all humans, and humans generally have those character features that we have to take into account, of course. They will often respond with helpful critique, and they will also make sure that you acknowledge them, of course, correctly. They may end up being reviewers of your paper anyway, because the editor can send the paper to them anyway, so getting early criticism is a good idea. Reviews. I think we will need to spend some time next week on some of the slides here. Let me just finish with this slide. Reviews are very, very important. Criticism is important. Reviews are very important. So it's difficult to treat reviews with all respect and thankfulness, but we should absolutely treat them like that. We should be grateful for the reviewing. Don't even think of responding, "You are stupid. How could you not understand this?" You should thank them warmly and definitely consider, even if your consideration is just rewriting it, writing it more clearly, even if you don't want to change it. You should be thankful. Great. There are just a few slides which we'll finish next week. I'm sorry for extending it. I hope we haven't lost much for the people who are not here. I noticed that the light was on. So, thank you. I can't keep you longer.